Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And welcome back to the Pottstown Diner.
It's late at night.
It is late. It's late as shit.
Nick's sleepy.
Yeah. This coffee's pretty good, though.
Speaking in the third person because, you know, reasons.
Because why not? You know. So we took a week off.
We did.
Mostly because you were puking your brains out.
Yeah, and not for a hangover.
No, it was one of those. Because you have kids.
Yeah, it was.
Hashtag because I have kids.
Yeah. It was. So, Thursday night, which we'll jump back to what we did on Thursday night.
Right, yeah.
We were out down in Philly for an event and got home.
Yep. Shout out Cool Mom Picks,
yes.
Real quick.
Well, we're always going to shout awesome. Them out later, but. So, we're out. Get home, like, pretty late, like, almost midnight. girls are all asleep, but as soon as I get upstairs, I think Maddie had just woken up and had walked to our bed.
Right.
And so she saw me, so I just quick grabbed her, like, got out of my suit, grabbed Maddie, went and lay with her.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 hours later, she's, like, coughing next to me, and I just feel, like, I'm like, oh, no.
Oh.
I'm like, that's, you're not.
The familiar warmth?
Yeah. Yeah. So she had thrown up, and then I got her into the bathroom, and for a two-year-old, she did really good at actually, like, puking in the toilet.
Yeah, did
like,
she?
Like, I put her little stool right there, and she sat there, and she would lean over, and then.
There you go.
And then she would do it in the trash can, because we were up, like, all night. So I kept her home with me on Friday, and she's. Like, she passed out at, like, 9:30.
Mm.
Like, fell asleep on the chair, just, you know, napped for a couple hours right next to me on the chair, which was great.
Right.
And then she seemed fine. Like, she woke up, she felt like her normal self. Then, like, randomly, Friday night, she's, like, laying on the floor coughing, and you're just like, phew! I was like, oh!
Just one last good one.
Yeah.
One last hurrah. Yeah.
And it was, like, after dinner, and I'm like, man. So then Saturday. Like, she was fine. She slept great. So then Saturday, like, wake up. Sarah takes Sophia to ballet. I stay home with Maddie. And I wasn't feeling quite right. Like, my stomach was just kind of, like, iffy.
All of a sudden, you started getting that little, that little feeling right in the bottom of your esophagus.
Like, I was like, I'm not feeling great. Like, I ate. I had breakfast. I had coffee. And I was like, something's not feeling right. And we had a surprise party. For Sarah's cousins, or surprise anniversary party for her. It's like her mom's cousins. So I was like, you're gonna have to go. Like, I'm not feeling right.
Yeah.
So I didn't throw up. Like, they got home late. You know, put the girls to bed. And I was like, I'm just gonna lay down on the couch, like, try to sleep down there. I don't wanna get you guys sick if I have to throw up and be in the bathroom.
Right.
But then I hear Maddie screaming. So I go upstairs, so like, Sarah's with her, but she's screaming for me, so I go upstairs, and
so, so I have to interject with a kid-ism that I just thought of.
Okay.
Oh, you're feeling really sick? Let me sing you the song of my people. Sorry, it just popped into my head, and I couldn't keep it in. Anyway, sorry.
So, I'm laying with her, and she's on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always daddy arm. Because she wants to lay her head, you know, right on your elbow.
Oh, yeah. It's like the most comfortable spot in the world.
And then as I'm laying there, I feel it. And I'm like, and I'm like trying to like, I wish you guys could see me right now.
The so, shuffle he's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, like I'm trying to like squeeze my arm, you know, shimmy my arm out from under her without her waking up. Failed miserably.
Well, yeah.
Because she immediately starts screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, running to the bathroom, and I'm, like, I get to the bathroom door, and it's, like, coming. And I, like, put my hand over my mouth, and I'm, like, get the seat up. Get it in, like, you know. I was, like, that was freaking terrible. It was, like, 2:30 in the morning at that point. I was, like, what the hell? Like, I thought I was going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's outside the bathroom door, screaming hysterically.
Right.
Sarah, I mean.
Oh, okay.
No, so Maddie, so Sarah, like, comes back, and gets her. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, what the hell?
Timing, God? Timing?
Yeah. And so I go down, and I'm like, all right, I'll sleep on the couch. A couple, like, false alarms. And then, like, 7:30 in the morning again. And I'm like, I thought I was good.
Yeah.
But I... You know when you're sick and you have that weird, like, you're sleeping, but you can't get comfortable, and you're not sleeping, but you are sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hallucination type?
Yeah.
Where you're, like, having a half a dream,
you're
and you feel like
it's
real?
Twilight sleep.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you see sparkly vampires
and it's like,
and shit.
You're having a dream, but you clearly can feel what you're doing
right,
while you're
yeah.
on the couch or the bed.
Yeah.
And you, like, are, like, reacting to what you're dreaming.
Yeah, I've been there.
But you are actively doing it. As an awake person.
That's how I sleep the bed one time.
So I was just, like, doing that the whole night. And I was just, like, all day Sunday, I was just, like, felt terrible. And, of course, I stayed up then to watch the entire Eagles-Cowboys game Sunday
yeah.
night. Because priorities. Yeah.
Eagles-Cowboys.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was like, Sarah's like, you're not staying up, are you? I was like, yeah, I am.
You bet your ass yeah. I'm staying up.
Who do you think I am? So, you know, short story long.
Right.
That is why we didn't have a show last week. Because my kids throw up, and then I did.
Right.
Spared Sarah and Sophia, thankfully.
Right.
Because that would have been
a
awful.
Couple of days of nervousness there, I'm sure.
Yeah. And we were lucky where my mom and my stepdad were gone for the weekend.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have been puking right next to their bedroom.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so that was good.
It's just a symphony in vomit.
But back to Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, we did a little dad blogger car road trip.
Oh yeah, dad van.
The man van.
The man van. Yeah,
the man.
Which was actually a Subaru, so not technically
yeah.
a van.
Yeah,
just to be
a
clear.
A Forester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we rode with Jeff Bogle, Chris Bernholt, down to Spraga, down in Philly, next to the Kimmel Center,
mm-hmm.
for Amazon Free Time.
Pretty awesome.
It was a me time holiday party.
Right.
Kind of a preview. It was sponsored by Amazon.
Yep.
It was put on by Cool Mom Picks.
Who are awesome, by the way. If by some strange chance you don't follow them already, go and find them and do so. Because not only do they do awesome reviews, but they're just awesome people to begin with. So.
Yeah, they're just on Instagram, Twitter, at Cool Mom Picks, Facebook,
yep.
Cool Mom Picks. It's, yep. It's Liz and Kristen, Liz Gumbinner,
mm-hmm.
Kristen Chase. It was the first time we met them.
Yeah.
Jeff had met them before, Bogle.
Yeah.
But we just had an awesome time.
Yeah.
So
everybody was cool. Like, it was just
yeah. We got to check out the new
out.
Cool. So two Amazon sponsors were there. Amazon employees, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Were
yeah.
there? They had the new Fire Kids tablet.
Right.
Which will be probably a pretty big seller for
oh,
Christmas
absolutely.
Time.
Yeah.
And then they had the new e-reader. Both are really really cool.
Which is sick. Yeah. I definitely like the e-reader. Yeah.
We made a terrarium.
You made a terrarium.
Okay, I made a terrarium, yeah. which my kids have torn apart.
While you were making a terrarium, I was getting a little for shizzle and getting my nails painted. So
no for shizzle, because that doesn't...
No, drunk. I was getting...
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. There was a...
open bar, dude.
Open bar, which I was behaving myself.
Yeah,
and
we both
then
were.
Right behind where the, what's it called? The nail polish lady, who I'm trying to remember her name. Shimmer and Spice. She's really cool. She makes custom nail polish colors.
Yeah, which we both did.
Yeah. But right behind her was a lovely gentleman, bartender, mixing... I forget what they called it, but he was mixing some sort of drink that was just freaking amazing. It was the Jim Beam Fire cinnamon stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
And there was a little bit of lemon, orange, and pineapple. Very fruity, but had that underlying cinnamony taste. It was really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
So I had like three of those, because, you know.
When in Rome.
When in Rome, or Philadelphia, yes. Whichever.
Yeah.
When in Philadelphia, do what Philadelphians do, stab somebody.
And we also, down there was a, I think, I don't remember, which John was it that we met? Was it John Maltz? There are two from the podcast. We met, it was in one of the only other dads there.
Right, yeah.
Was from a Turning His Car Around podcast.
Yes, yeah.
So there's two Johns in there, John Maltz and John Armstrong. I think it was John Maltz.
I think so, yeah.
I think.
One of the Johns.
Yes.
Who was absolutely delightful, by the way.
Yeah. I actually have not checked out their podcast yet.
I subscribed. I haven't listened yet.
Yeah. But he was really cool. Talked a lot about audio and microphones.
We started talking tech and everything.
Yeah, we were just totally nerdy.
It was great. It was like one of those instances where, because we've been to a couple of like mom blogger events before.
Yeah.
Where we're kind of the only dads there, or Jeff and Chris.
Yeah,
too, you know. And usually we have a good time, but it was really cool to be able to not only hang out with the Cool Mom Picks ladies who do their own podcast as well, but then also John was there and we got to talk, you know, more than just the products that were there to be checked out, basically, you know.
Yeah, nice. And it was cool, and it was funny, like, he approached us, he was like, "You guys here by yourselves? You know what I mean?" And it was like, he was, you know, asking, basically, are we not just, like, the tag-along dads? Like, the husband that just came, because there were a couple guys who just were kind of tag-along with their wives.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there weren't a ton of people there.
No.
Like, there's like 25, something like that, maybe.
And I think that's including,
like, the servers.
The bartenders and the servers, yeah.
And we did get to take home a pretty sweet Kindle
Fire
tablet. Not the new one, which
not
is
the new
okay.
One, but that's fun, yeah.
Yes.
But it does have the...
kid-free time, or the...
Yeah, the Amazon Kindle Free Time app on there that you can sign up for, and I think it's $5 a month. I think. I'll have to go back and check again, but it's an awesome kids mode. Yeah, I'll check. But yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's got, it's one of those ones that I talked about. I didn't mention it by name because I wasn't fully aware of it yet, but when I did the first, tech and parenting.
Yes.
There are the apps that you can get, like the kids mode apps that have like a timer on them.
Yeah.
You can keep track of your kids' progress and everything. That's one of those.
That's
really awesome. So.
Yeah, so we're... You said you may do a tech and parenting on that, so we'll,
yeah, if I get a chance. Yeah.
So we'll see about that. So anyway, yes, big thank you to Liz and Kristen for inviting us.
Absolutely.
And for Bogle for connecting us.
And driving like a beast to get us down there, by the way. A little bit of traffic, but he's good.
Yeah. I mean, the time, it was like a 7 o'clock,
right,
you know, in the city
event,
so...
Which, on a Thursday night, I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but, you know.
It honestly, it gave me a good base, because this week, I'm going to the Kimmel Center on Wednesday night.
Right,
I'm taking Sophia down, we're going to see Matilda the Musical.
Cool.
Who wrote, was that J.K. Rowling book? Roald Dahl? Not J.K. Rowling.
What?
Who wrote Matilda?
I think it was Roald Dahl.
I don't know why I said J.K. Rowling. I'm an idiot. I'm thinking of...
Well, she's got a play coming out, too.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just dumb. So, yeah. So, it's like... And Sprague is, like, literally right next to...
Right next to
So, it gave me a good idea. And I'm like, well, what time do I need to leave, then?
Yeah.
It was Roald Dahl.
I think next time I go down to the city for something like that, like an event of some sort, I'm just going to get an Uber or something. Because parking was ridiculous down there.
Yeah, parking was awful trying to get there.
Yeah.
Although we did end up parking right across the street, which I pointed out.
Right, yeah.
I was like,
hey,
you know, there's a spot right there.
You know, there's a thingy over there. Yeah.
There's definitely a spot right there.
So we were both lucky enough this past week to get date nights. Yours went a little differently than mine.
I will tell my story, but I've been long-winded enough already.
Right.
You share yours.
Plus, you're still reeling from it, I can tell. You got that faint glimmer in your eye. Yeah, so we were lucky enough to get a, a date evening. Yeah, we, dropped off Emma around, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we did it old school, an old school date night. We used to go down to the city a lot to our favorite pizza place. Shout out to Dock Street Brewery on 50th and Dock Street, Philadelphia. It's awesome. It's run by a bunch of hippies. Let's call it what it is.
Hippies or hipsters?
Hipsters. But not the kind of hipsters you hate. These are the kind of hipsters that, are elbow deep in making delicious food and delicious beer.
Okay, so they're craft brew hipsters.
Exactly, yeah. Craft brew hipsters who also know how to make an amazing pizza. Just saying. We've been having it for a couple of years, ever since. So my brother and my sister-in-law were living down there for a long time. And they actually live right around the corner from the place, so they would take us every once in a while.
Nice.
So I decided to head up there. We tried to go to the zoo because... what was I?
The fucking zoo's closed.
I know. Fucking zoo. Closed. Who closes the zoo?
I don't know, but I just...
All the animals are in cages anyway. Why can't you just walk around? Take a look. What's up? What am I gonna hop into the red panda enclosure?
I mean, if you want to.
They do look pretty cuddly. I think they can scratch your face off, though. I don't know if they're one of those, but...
They're wild animals, they can eat your face off.
Right. So we tried going down to the zoo, just the two of us, because, we usually have to take the little one. And we just, we're just the kind of people that enjoy that sort of thing. But we didn't make it in time. Closed. So we're like, okay, yeah, we'll go walk around the museum.
What museum?
Of art.
Oh, okay, the Philly Art Museum.
Yeah, art museum. And, unfortunately, that didn't work out. So, we just went straight to dinner. Which, I gotta say, was the best idea ever.
Yeah.
It's just, as much as you may want to do something interesting for a date, sometimes you just need to go to a place with good vibes and amazing food and just... We didn't even pig out, really. We just ate till we were comfortable, and it was just the best thing ever.
You mean like I'm pigging out right now?
Yeah, you're just demolishing that. What's it called? Snack basket?
Snack combo, I don't know. Some of it doesn't look too promising, but,
Yeah, you like my snack basket? But yeah, no, overall it was fun, and then we went to, we were gonna go see The Martian. That didn't work out either. It was actually sold out for the specific time that we wanted to see it, and the next time was, 10 o'clock at night, and we didn't want to do that.
Well, so, maybe you guys need to plan a little, better.
Meh. But,
Why not?
But yeah, but we did end up seeing Spectre 007, which was fantastic. I highly recommend it. It will especially satisfy those who are of the old school Bond fandom.
Okay.
Because it crossed that line into campy a couple of times. Just a couple of times. Not so much that it ruined the film, though.
That's good.
It was a perfect balance of old school Bond meets new school gruesome fucking...
Sweet.
Taking people's eyeballs out of their face.
Well, I mean, who doesn't like that?
Dave Bautista likes that, apparently. Who was an excellent...
Henchman.
Henchman, yeah. He was the silent henchman with the weird weapons, which I guess they ran out of ideas for weird weapons for henchmen to have, so they just gave him metal finger thumbnails, which he grabs you by the head and then he digs these...
Well, that's gross.
thumbnail blades into your eye sockets. Mm. Yeah. It's a little much. A little much. But, you know.
That's lovely.
It's Bond.
Yeah.
So it's freaking great. So, yeah. You,
Ours was kind of a surprise.
I bet. There's a lot of surprises.
Yeah. So we had a... We had a kid's birthday party to go to. But Friday night...
Decided to get drunk instead.
Yeah, I just got completely shit-faced at the party at Bounce House.
Right.
You know, where they don't serve alcohol. Now, Sarah's parents asked if they could watch the girls, like, late Friday they asked, and so we didn't know if we were going to or not. So they did. So we dropped them off after the party. The party ended at 5.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time we dropped the girls off, it was like... We left their house like 6:30, almost 7.
Okay.
It's like, all right, it's like, why don't we go to Red Star? I think, right? Yeah, Red. It's a little, like, craft brew house with, like, really, really good food, a ton of beers.
Nice.
We've been there before, and, well, Sarah's been there a couple times. The only time I'd been there was, like, my second night of Whole30.
Nice.
So I was like, can we come here when we're not doing it, just so I can actually, like...
Enjoy myself. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we actually just sat at the bar. It was just kind of, like, the timing. Like, it was, like, a 45-minute wait, and we happened to walk up to the bar, and two people got up. Like, all right. So we're sitting there, and a couple sits down next to us on the right.
Yeah.
And there's an empty seat next to me, and then there's, like, a early 20s girl with her mom with, like, this... feathered 80s haircut that was
like an amazing Rod Stewart style.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Rod Stewart and her daughter were sitting adjacent of you.
Yes. And the bartenders were all really, really, really cool. Mm. Just like dicking around with the customers, making fun of them.
Yeah. That's the best kind of bartender.
Yeah. So, like, we started talking with, like, you know, the bartender and then the couple to our right. They're, like, sampling beers, so, like, they tried a, Founders Backwoods Bastard.
Okay.
Which is, like, aged in bourbon barrels.
Oh, so it's, I've
like,
heard
it's got,
of,
like, a bourbon...
yeah, a lot of guys are
bourbon taste,
but
it's really
now,
good.
Sure,
like, and he didn't like it. And it was in a bottle, so, like, he couldn't just get, like, a small sample to try. They had to, like, pour out of the bottle.
Yeah.
So, like, she just gave it to him, and he was like, And I was asking, I was like, is that the breakfast? I thought it was the Founder's Breakfast Stout, which is freaking amazing. And they're like, no, like, here. Like, his girlfriend or wife or whatever. It's like, here, try it. And I was like, okay. Like, and dude's like, I don't want it, you can just drink it. It's like, okay. So we got that, you know, started talking with them. And then somehow, Rod Stewart's daughter, like, comes back from, like, the bathroom, and then she's sitting... They move over or sitting right next to me.
And so they generally remember what table they were at.
Yeah.
But decide that sitting nearer to a gentleman as handsome as yourself.
Obviously. So they're sitting next to us, and then I forget how we started talking with them. And they were just, like, talking to us for a while. And then all of a sudden, she, like, laughs at something that I say. And did that laugh where you put your hand on the person's arm. Yeah.
So funny.
And the little arm tap.
Yeah.
And Sarah's kind of like, what's that about?
I think a line just got crossed.
Yeah, she's like, so she kind of whispers to me. She's like, she's getting kind of close. She's like, she keeps getting closer to you. And I was like, okay. You know, I was like, well, obviously you're sitting next to me. And she sees this. And we've said we have kids.
Right.
Several times. Right. This girl just kept getting drunker. But multiple times, like, she'd do the arm touch. And, like, we were talking for probably 2 hours.
Nice.
We were there for, like, 4.5 hours. And so, like, they finally leave, and she's like, I want to make comments. It's like, what?
What?
Her mom's like, what are your comments? Like, she wanted comment cards to, like, leave for the managers and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, like, she's, like, hiccuping. She's that drunk before they leave. And so they leave, and she's like, Sarah's like, she just wouldn't stop. And I'm like, I don't know. And so the
just consider it free entertainment.
Yeah, so the couple next to us is like, Oh, yeah, she kept doing it. They're like, as soon as we heard her, like, heard Sarah mention it,
yeah.
The guy's like, I could see, like, she just kept moving closer. Yeah. I was like, it's my mustache.
What can I say? Yeah.
I was like, it's got an aura to it.
Raising awareness for men's health, totally sexy. Yeah.
My mustache has its own aura.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was just like...
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, why? No.
Because she's a drunk girl, and why not? It happens.
They're like, we've noticed since they moved here from California. We've noticed, like, people here are so closed off and clicky, and, like, they don't want... Like, we just want to talk to people.
They're
and
just
like,
mad because the Eagles are losing. That's all.
They didn't care. But I'm just like, okay. Okay. Guys can go now. It was... But, I mean, we had fun. You know, had quite a few drinks. Had some awesome... it's like pulled pork tacos.
Mm.
Like, street tacos with, like, a...
Nice.
Like, a pineapple... not chutney. I don't know what it was.
Whatever you call it.
It was like a pineapple pico.
Okay.
Pico de gallo.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it's not what I wanted. I wanted these braised beef tacos.
Yeah.
And I was like, which ones do I want? And Sarah's like, just, oh, she's like, I don't care.
Do something new.
So I was like, I'll get the beef tacos. He's like, actually, we're out of those.
Mm.
It's like, God damn it.
Figures.
Yeah, so I was like, well, which one do you recommend? The chicken or the pork? So get the pork.
Yeah. Always go pork.
Yeah.
I have never experienced someone screw up pork.
I mean, I have, but these were just freaking phenomenal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, speaking of Movember and your gosh darn sexy mo.
It's pretty glorious. That has
been attracting all the ladies at Red Star, apparently. Which, by the... Actually, no, real quick. Speaking of breweries, because you'll like this. Dock Street. Hipster brewery, right? So, there's this new fad, I guess you want to call it, where while the brew is sitting in a barrel, they have a sound device of some sort on the side of the barrel.
Okay.
Hooked up to an MP3 player that is playing music of a particular brand that will somehow, bear with me, that will somehow spiritually or whatever influence the beer in its process, much like how screaming at a plant will make it, you know, wither and die over time. I know, the Mythbusters disprove this whole thing. But they're still doing it anyway, whatever. The only reason I want to try this limited time brew, by the way, is that it's their Wu-Tang Clan brew.
That's awesome.
Apparently, they just loaded a ton of Wu-Tang Clan songs onto this MP3 player and played it nonstop while this beer was fermenting in its barrel.
That's phenomenal.
And I forget which one, but one of the Wu-Tang Clan members came and tried it and put his seal of approval on it.
Probably Method Man.
No, it wasn't anybody.
So RZA?
No. Nobody we'd recognize. Wasn't RZA, GZA, or Method Man.
ODB.
Dead.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I noticed.
R.I.P. ODB.
Yeah, absolutely.
A.K.A. BBJ. Big Baby Jesus.
Right.
Changed his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I know my Wu-Tang.
By the way, the RZA is on fire right now. It really is.
He's a good actor.
You know,
he is.
There's just something about the multi-talent that is within the Wu-Tang Clan. So lots of good actors.
I wouldn't say lots.
Well, I mean, if you consider that there's like 27 members of Wu-Tang Clan right now.
I mean,
and a good like 9 or 10 of them are actually half-decent actors. Yeah.
I don't know all the members.
Anyway. So back to Mobro.
Yep.
Which we have been full tilt growing our mows this November. Yours is a little further along than mine.
You look like you just started.
Right? It sucks.
And for someone who can grow like a pretty good beard...
I'm a slow grower. That's what it is. The nice thing is that like it'll stay stubbly
Yeah.
For about 2 weeks. And then, like, overnight, it'll get soft. I'm at the soft stage.
Okay.
Once it goes soft, I know I have, like, a good... It'll be nice and full by the time November's over.
So what you're saying is your mustache is a grower, not a shower?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a grower, not a shower.
Boom!
You are just something else.
I am on fire.
So, mobro.co/poppinbottles.
Yep.
Go there now.
Do it, or I'll kick you in the...
Right? If you can't donate...
Marbles.
At least share it. Share it around with your friends, because not only are we doing... Well, I'm doing a little something awesome this year, but we're really pushing it this year to get as much funding as possible and to raise as much awareness as possible for all the men's health issues that are highlighted by Movember. Mental health, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and, of course, the lack of physical activity, which... So I'm also doing some Movember stuff with the Good Men Project, which has been awesome. Daily updates.
Right.
Which is something. So I was looking up a couple of stats that I wasn't aware of yet, so that I could share them through the Good Men Project Movember, and I want to share them here as far as physical activity goes and, like, staying generally healthy, which it doesn't take much. Like, the average physical activity that you're supposed to do to stay at a good level of health is,
right,
like, just your very basic... Wake up in the morning, stretch, do 10 push-ups, do 10 sit-ups, maybe go for a run twice a week, right? 52% of all males between the ages of, I think it was 25 and 55,
okay,
don't get enough of that type of exercise to stay healthy. Like, of all the world, 52%.
Well, I think that's why...
not getting that much physical activity.
That's part of the reason I believe that why this year, Movember is not just about doing a mustache. It's
right.
Also, it's not just Movember, it's Movember.
Movember. Oh,
you
yeah.
know, just do some sort of physical activity every day. Which, I mean, really, that should be what you do in your life anyway.
You would think.
I mean, I don't.
But then Fallout 4 came out, and,
yeah.
you know.
I mean, I'm lazy as shit.
Even the porn industry is suffering. Did you see that?
No.
I'm sorry. Quick interjection. But apparently, Pornhub, who I never knew this, but they are the biggest online proprietor of pornographic movies. Has suffered a loss in viewership of up to 2 million viewers a day, less than their normal, ever since Fallout 4 was released.
Wow.
Yeah. That is quite a feat. I think if the producers of Fallout can be proud of anything, it can be that. That their game was so popular, it upset the porn industry. That's saying something. But yeah, not just Movember, it's also Movember, and that's also a great way that the ladies can get involved as well, the Mo sisters, since we'll say 90% of you can't grow a mustache in support. You can at least move, get a little exercise, you know, take a little Instagram video if you're going for a jog,
yeah.
Share a Movember page if you don't have one yourself. And that way you can help raise awareness and funding for awesome programs.
Do it. And
yeah.
If you want to grow a mustache, it's not too late.
Nope.
I mean, if you're like me, it's probably too late.
It's not too
but,
late, no, never too late. Sorry. I just went to a place.
Yeah, I can see that. And we're actually, as soon as we finish up this episode, we will be recording a brand new episode of Ask a Dad.
Yep.
Totally related to Movember.
Movember special.
Yep. Which will be fun. We got some good questions.
Absolutely.
Not on video, you jerks.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That means they get to see more of us.
Yeah.
And our awesome Mo's, and that's what counts.
that is what counts. Best comment I've gotten so far on the mustache is probably from Sarah.
Okay.
Playing a bit last week.
Right.
Ooh, get away. It's breathing on me. Like, I don't even know it had its own, its own breath to breathe, or a heartbeat.
Right.
But it did. And then the bartender last night was like, it's got a little Ron Jeremy in it.
A little bit.
It's like, eh, all right, you know.
The worst one that I got is from Emma, for my 2-year-old. Every night before bed, give kisses, right? Gave her a kiss the other night. And she pointed to my face, and she said, oh, ow.
Yeah. But you usually have...
I usually have something,
yeah.
But I don't usually have... It was still in its very prickly stage.
Yeah.
So it wasn't... she's not used to my mustache being this prickly. Yeah.
See, I'm... I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing this week. Because I feel like there's a certain, like, code for going to see a show.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'm going to the Kimmel Center and I'm seeing a musical. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to be dressed up.
Like, wear a nice sweater or something like that, yeah.
And, like, I shouldn't have...
Right.
Like, you know, so...
Right.
It's a tough call. I'm going to have to, like, go do some research before Wednesday. Yeah. Like, I'm not shaving because I want to.
Right.
You know, I'm taking my daughter on a date night and don't want to look like I'm a perv kidnapping a child.
See, one of the nice things that I got through the Movember campaign with Good Men Project, we got some swag, and one of them, it came with a button. It says Mo. It's got a little smiley face, right?
Of course.
Which is neat, because I'm like, okay, hey, look, like some kind of identifier, like you can wear it on your lapel or something.
Yep.
So when people see your creepy mustache, then maybe, you know, they'll see it and they'll say, ah, it's a Movember. I get it.
That could make sense.
But it's quite a small pin, I must say, and it's not very detailed. It just says Mo with a little smiley face underneath it. So it's kind of adds to the creepiness a little bit.
That is tough.
But
and also,
you know, when you get weird looks, you can start preaching the good word.
The Bible?
No. Men's health.
Hang on real quick. I got to find... we've been talking with Annie Leonetti from Movember.
Yeah.
But he's shot us a link. If you go to Movember.com, there's an event section.
Right,
so
yes.
You can look up to see, different types of Movember events that are happening in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Which, you know, recommend. We haven't done it just because, you know, we have other things going on in life where we can't just drop things and go to events.
We just bought a house.
We did. We did.
No, not Nick and I. No.
But... We will have a studio, apparently, allegedly. What?
It won't be a diner.
Okay, well, we'll have a private area.
We'll have a more secluded area for which to record podcasts and videos.
Probably better sound quality.
Probably. Definitely better sound quality. And, I might have to change up the lighting a little bit so that we can record the video and not look like creeps. We'll see. We'll see how
we'll
it goes.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Get a sweet background.
As it comes, yeah.
Like, ooh, we can actually put, like, a, you know...
Green screen. Wow.
I wasn't thinking green screen, but if you want to do a green screen...
Goddamn right I want to do a green screen.
You going to paint your wall green?
No. No, I'll just get a big piece of green felt or something. Well, we'll start off cheap.
I mean, to be honest, it doesn't matter what color...
True.
For those?
As long as it's a solid color.
As long, yeah, and...
And you're not wearing something that matches.
Right, yeah, that's the thing, because it's like they picked that green because it's not a very
common
color, to wear.
Right.
But yeah, like, you can key out any color. Right, like, the Shia LaBeouf
video,
the Just Do It video, like, that was on a black background.
Right, yeah.
So it's like all you do, and, you know, in your editor, you just kind of... there's like a little dropper.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, you know,
drop it in there.
Select.
Nice.
Like you use it, you click on the background. It's like, what color do you want to? What do you want to key out? And you, like you do it like a couple times, and then it gets it. Gets it going.
This is gonna be interesting. Oh yeah, I got ideas now. Don't look at me like that.
I'm just looking out the window at the ketchup.
Yeah, I know. It's bothering me. Stop it.
Hey, ketchup. Sorry.
Haven't seen in a while. We should catch up. But I did it.
Yeah. Speaking of ketchup.
Right.
And mustard. French's has a Movember ketchup and mustard bottles.
If you find a specialized Movember mustard or ketchup bottle and Instagram a pic of it.
I think tweet it.
Tweet it, yeah.
It's on your favorite food. Yeah. With I think it's the hashtag French's mustache.
Yeah.
Which I just took a picture of my mustache next to the bottle.
Might as
well. Of my face next to it with no food.
Yeah. I think you should just take a picture of your face, cut it out, put it on the bottle, stick it back on the shelf in the store. see if somebody tweets it. You know?
That's highly disturbing. Highly.
Oh, man.
So, again.
Yeah.
Mobro.co/poppin'bottles.
Ooh, yeah.
Donate money for men's health.
Nice little special thing this year. If we reach our goal, which is $2,000, my love of tattoos will come full circle.
Yeah.
And I will be dedicating myself.
He's going to get a tattoo of my face on his ass.
No, not so much. A mustache. A nice burly Movember mustache. Not on my ass. Somewhere.
Right.
Probably on my arm.
And as an added bonus, if you are the top donor,
right,
we will let you pick where he gets it.
Right.
Within reason.
Within reason, yeah. I have a couple of spots that I want to save for future projects, but
taint.
That would be a great place to get a mustache tattoo.
I have a friend who was forced to get a tattoo live on the air.
Wow.
On the radio. On his taint.
That sucks.
He was the intern.
Oh, God.
He was known as Intern Joe on the Preston and Steve show.
Right.
I didn't know that's who he was at the time, but yeah.
And then one day he started walking around funny. And they were like,
no, I found out after I met him, like after a little while, that he was Intern Joe. I was like, no shit.
Nice.
So, anyway, mobro.co/popbottles.
Right.
Money. Mustache tattoo.
Right.
Yeah, Ask a Dad. Hashtag Ask a Dad.
Yep, hashtag's coming up. Tweet us your questions. Facebook us your questions. Leave them in the comments on the videos.
At PBDadCast.
Hashtag Ask a Dad. Or, yes, email them to poppinbottlesdadcast@gmail.com.
It's PBDadCast.
Is it PBDadCast? I forgot again. I felt the
pressure.
We
literally say it every episode.
I felt the pressure and I forgot it. So, well, we took off a week. What do you want? And quick shout out to our sponsor, Pop Life. Check out the awesome shirts and sweatshirts for you and your lovely wives.
We'll be sporting some new threads hopefully soon.
Yeah, they have some new stuff coming out. Actually, already out.
Yeah.
If you go on there, you can check out their awesome hoodies. And yeah,
that's it.
I think that's cool. It.
Yes.
That's a good week.
We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Barring illnesses.
Was it?
We'll see you next week, barring illnesses.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully. I don't know. I felt a little cough today. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be all right.
All right. Have a great week.
Later, guys.
Peace.